Opening. You may enter without fear. Nothing here is rushing you, and nothing asks you to believe or understand everything immediately. This book does not ask for effort, but for presence. Simply allow a quiet curiosity to guide you, the kind that does not wait for ready-made answers, but senses that meaning is possible. You are not alone on this path. Each step unfolds at your own pace, and each understanding arrives when it is ready. If something resonates within you while reading these pages, it is because you already recognize a part of who you are. Simply continue forward. The rest will reveal itself naturally. Forward. This book was not born from certainty, but from an observation. We live surrounded by concepts, beliefs, explanatory narratives, and models of reality without always knowing which ones genuinely help us understand and which ones quietly confine us. Human beings have always sought to give meaning to what they observe, what they live through, and what they feel. This search has produced myths, religions, philosophies, sciences, and ideologies. Some have illuminated, others have obscured. Many have done both at the same time. The intention of this book is not to add another belief to those that already exist, nor is it an attempt to replace one truth with another. It offers something else, something both simpler and more demanding. Clarification. Clarifying the concepts we use without always understanding them. Clarifying the words that structure our thinking. Clarifying the mental frameworks through which we interpret reality. This book does not invite belief. It invites observation, an approach without adherence. None of the ideas presented here ask to be accepted. None of the hypotheses ask to be defended. None of the models ask to be followed. The notions explored in these pages are offered as tools for understanding, not as truths to adopt. They may prove useful, partially useful, or entirely irrelevant, depending on the reader, their life experience, their sensitivity, and their own path. Reading this book requires neither faith nor rejection. It requires only one thing: intellectual honesty. The honesty to recognize what we truly understand and what we merely think we understand. The honesty to distinguish lived experience from interpretation. The honesty to allow an idea to exist without immediately embracing it or fighting against it. This book does not seek to transmit truth nor to direct thought. It emerged from a process of inner clarification expressed within the limits of human understanding. What is written here is not presented as a final conclusion, but as a space where certain things may become more visible. Nothing here asks to be believed, adopted, or followed. Each reader remains free to recognize something within these pages, or nothing at all. If an error exists here, it is part of the path. If clarity appears, it belongs to no one. Clarifying without belief. Belief often provides a sense of security. Understanding often brings uncertainty. This book accepts that uncertainty. It does not seek to eliminate it, but to make it livable. Here, clarification means distinguishing the symbol from what it symbolizes, distinguishing the model from reality, distinguishing direct experience from the story built around it. Belief becomes unnecessary when understanding deepens. And when understanding is not yet possible, belief may become a refuge, but never a lasting solution. This book is written for those who sense that another way forward is possible, not through systematic rejection, nor through blind adherence, but through a lucid, calm, and deeply human exploration. An invitation. Read slowly, read freely, read while allowing certain questions to remain open. If an idea brings clarity, keep it. If an idea disturbs you, observe it. If an idea does not speak to you, let it pass. You have nothing to become by reading these pages. You have nothing to believe. You have nothing to defend, only something to understand a little more clearly. Methodological framework. Clarifying without applying. This book is not based on a method in the usual sense of the word. It does not offer steps to follow, exercises to practice, or a progression to respect. The methodological framework presented here is not a path to follow, but a description of the terrain upon which clarification may emerge. Clarification is not a deliberate action directed toward a result. It is not a discipline, a training process, or a mental practice. Clarification occurs when certain forms of confusion are no longer being sustained. This framework, therefore, does not teach how to clarify. It simply describes what tends to be observed when clarification takes place. 1. Clarification is not a search. Searching implies direction, purpose, and expectation. Clarification appears when the mind stops trying to reach a particular form of understanding. Trying to understand already assumes an idea of what understanding should look like. Clarification is instead about seeing what prevents understanding from unfolding naturally. This book does not ask the reader to search for something new, but to recognize what is already present, often covered by interpretations, narratives, or mental habits. 2. Clarification is not cumulative. Understanding more does not necessarily mean accumulating more information. A clarification can occur without adding knowledge, simply through the removal of confusion. This framework is based on a subtractive rather than additive approach. Fewer overlapping concepts, fewer defended explanations, fewer premature certainties. Understanding does not always grow through quantity. More often, it deepens through simplification. 3. No concept is sacred. The words used in this book are not truths, but temporary instruments. A concept may be useful at one moment, then become unnecessary or even obstructive at another. No term is presented as final, central, or indispensable. If a word brings clarity, it may be kept temporarily. If it rigidifies thought, it may be set aside without resistance or conflict. Clarification protects no vocabulary. It values fluid understanding more than loyalty to concepts. 4. Experience comes before interpretation. This framework clearly distinguishes between what is directly experienced and the story constructed around it. Human experience is immediate, fluid, and often simple. Interpretation is constructed, delayed, and often complex. Clarification does not seek to eliminate interpretation, but to prevent it from replacing experience itself. When this distinction becomes clear, many inner conflicts and confusions naturally lose their grip. 5. No transformation is required. The purpose of this book is not to transform the reader. It does not demand behavioral change, self-improvement, or measurable evolution. Clarification may produce effects, but those effects are neither sought, guaranteed, nor required. The desire to transform oneself often reintroduces tension, the tension of trying to become someone other than what one already is. Clarification instead allows what is already present to be seen, without pressure to modify it. 6. The place of error. This framework fully recognizes the possibility of error, not as failure, but as a normal component of human understanding. An error may be conceptual, interpretive, or contextual. It does not invalidate the process of clarification. It is part of it. No idea presented here is beyond revision. including those that may appear the most obvious. Clarification remains alive, as long as it remains revisable. 7. The role of the reader. The reader is not invited to adhere, nor to reject. Nor is the reader invited to apply what is being read. Their only role is just to observe, with honesty and simplicity, what resonates, what resists, and what remains neutral. This framework creates no obligation to understand. There is no threshold to cross and no conclusion to reach. Reading may sometimes clarify. Reading may sometimes produce nothing at all. Both are equally valid. Before going further, it is useful to clarify what is meant here by the words framework and system. These words do not refer to reality itself, but to human tool used to make reality understandable. A framework is not reality. It is the way reality is made readable to the mind. A framework simplifies what is complex, gives coherence to experience, allows anticipation, judgment, and decision-making, creates a sense of stability and meaning. A system is a framework that has become organized, stabilized, and operational over time, often collectively. It is a framework that has become structure. A system applies rules, maintains internal coherence, produces behaviors, protects itself from what challenges it, reproduces itself. Définition officielle UB2, séquence par laquelle une réalité atteint progressivement sa pleine cohérence. Il organise la progression jusqu'à maturité. Il implique des étapes. Il soutient la croissance. Il prépare une stabilisation progressive. Cohérence durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Cohérence capable de traverser le temps sans se dissoudre sous l'effet des variations. Elle demeure stable malgré l'évolution. Elle demeure lisible. Elle reste stable. Elle supporte l'évolution sans perte d'axe. Série 9. Famille A. Architecture transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Structure suffisamment claire et stable pour être transmise sans perte majeure de cohérence. Elle demeure lisible au-delà de son contexte immédiat. Elle demeure lisible pour un tiers. Elle supporte le passage du temps. Elle conserve son axe sans dépendre de son auteur. Architecture de continuité. Définition officielle UB2. Structure conçue pour permettre qu'un contenu demeure intelligible à travers les changements de contexte. Elle relie les phases sans rupture de sens. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient le sens. Elle assure le passage entre générations de lecture. Stabilité de lecture. Définition officielle UB2. Capacité d'un texte ou d'une structure à rester compréhensible malgré des lectures successives. Elle préserve la lisibilité malgré les reprises. Elle suppose une clarté de formulation. Elle maintient une cohérence interne. Elle réduit l'ambiguïté excessive. Cohérence de transmission. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord entre ce qui est formulé, ce qui est compris et ce qui peut être repris sans déformation majeure. Elle maintient l'accord entre formulation et reprise. Elle réduit les glissements de sens. Elle soutient la continuité du contenu. Elle favorise une transmission fidèle. Vérité de maturation. Définition officielle. UB2, vérité qui devient progressivement pleinement intelligible à mesure que la conscience mûrit. Elle se révèle selon un rythme de maturation. Elle ne se livre pas entièrement d'un seul coup. Elle s'éclaire par étapes. Elle soutient une compréhension progressive. Présence de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2, ce qui maintient un fil stable à travers les changements d'état ou de compréhension. Elle porte un lien constant entre les phases. Elle soutient la permanence. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient un axe continu. Structure de passage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation permettant le franchissement d'un seuil sans rupture de cohérence. Elle accompagne le passage avec stabilité. Elle accompagne la transition. Elle évite la discontinuité brutale. Elle soutient une cohérence progressive. Conscience durable. Définition officielle. UB2. conscience capable de conserver son axe malgré les variations de situation. Elle demeure stable malgré les fluctuations. Elle maintient une orientation stable. Elle ne dépend pas d'un état momentané. Elle soutient une continuité intérieure. Ordre de clarification. Définition officielle. UB2. Séquence par laquelle une compréhension devient progressivement plus nette sans altérer son contenu essentiel. Il organise la clarification sans déformation. Il implique une distinction croissante. Il réduit la confusion. Il soutient une justesse progressive. Fondement transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2, ce qui peut servir durablement de base commune à d'autres, sans nécessiter reconstruction complète. Il sert de base stable pour la reprise. Il supporte la reprise. Il demeure intelligible. Il permet une continuité structurée. Série 10, famille A, architecture lisible. Définition officielle. UB2, organisation suffisamment claire pour demeurer compréhensible sans surcharge explicative. Elle maintient une lisibilité durable. Elle facilite l'accès au contenu. Elle réduit la surcharge explicative. Elle soutient une compréhension stable. Structure durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation capable de traverser le temps sans perdre sa cohérence essentielle. Elle demeure valable malgré les variations. Elle supporte les variations. Elle conserve sa tenue. Elle demeure exploitable dans la durée. Cohérence fondatrice. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord interne initial qui permet à l'ensemble de rester juste dans ses développements ultérieurs. Elle oriente solidement l'ensemble dès l'origine. Elle oriente le départ. Elle conditionne la solidité future. Elle soutient une continuité fiable. Ordre de permanence. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation par laquelle une réalité demeure identifiable malgré les changements de forme. Il préserve l'identité à travers les variations. Il maintient le fil. Il protège la continuité. Il soutient une permanence lisible. Vérité transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Vérité suffisamment claire pour être reprise sans perte majeure de sens. Elle demeure communicable sans déformation majeure. Elle reste communicable. Elle conserve son axe. Elle supporte la reformulation juste. Niveau de maturité. Définition officielle. UB2. Degré atteint par une conscience, une structure ou une compréhension dans sa capacité de stabilité. Il indique un degré réel d'intégration. Il permet d'évaluer la profondeur. Il mesure la cohérence. Il soutient la capacité de maintien. Stabilité de fond. Définition officielle. UB2. Stabilité qui ne dépend pas d'un état momentané, mais d'une cohérence intérieure durable. Elle persiste sous les variations visibles. Elle persiste sous variation. Elle soutient l'ensemble silencieusement. Elle maintient une base durable. Conscience clarifiée. Définition officielle. UB2. Conscience ayant réduit suffisamment ses zones de confusion pour distinguer avec justesse. Elle perçoit avec davantage de netteté. Elle perçoit plus nettement. Elle relie avec sobriété. Elle répond avec moins de dispersion. Structure d'héritage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation pensée pour être reprise sans dépendre de son contexte d'origine. Elle facilite une reprise durable. Elle facilite la continuité. Elle permet une transmission intergénérationnelle. Elle soutient une reprise cohérente. Base de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui permet qu'un contenu demeure vivant, lisible et transmissible à travers le temps. Elle sert de support minimal de continuité. Elle soutient la reprise. Elle garantit une continuité minimale. Elle maintient l'axe fondamental.